Welcome to Weekend with Wiser. You know, one of my favorite things to do is to go to the art walk. And this Saturday, yes, the art walk will be fabulous. And I always feel that I'm getting to see old friends and experience things. I like taking the Star Trolley around the Warehouse Arts District. So please join everybody this weekend for, yes, the St. Pete Incredible Art Walk from St. Petersburg Arts Alliance. I also hope that you'll join us on air the 14th and 15th in the afternoons for our summer soiree live music from Thrive Studio. And speaking of live music, I want to talk to you about a concert that I cannot wait for. If you've seen her in the Boogie Woogie with Liz Pennock here at the Palladium, well, now you're going to get an intimate evening with Eden Brent. That is going to be on June 18th at 7:30 at the Side Door Cabaret. And I had a chance to catch up with her on the phone about what she's doing. She and her husband will be performing, and she loves playing on a grand piano like this. It's going to be authentic Delta blues music straight from the Mississippi Delta. She's the genuine item. Her songs perform and blend boogie woogie blues, jazz, gospel, and soul. They create a powerful and deeply moving live experience. And she's the protege of the legendary blues pianist A.B. Ames, better known as Boogaloo. She continues that Delta piano tradition with remarkable grit, heartfelt emotion, and unmistakable energy. And you're going to hear one of her songs that's going to be from her new album at the end of this podcast. Her many awards include multiple Blues Music Award winner, Pine Top Perkins Piano Player Award recipient, International Blues Challenger. She has performed at prestigious events at Kennedy Center Honors, and it highlights her exceptional talent and recognition in the music world. So I hope that you'll join us at the Palladium that night. Let me tell you some things you might not know about Eden. She was born into a family of riverboat captains and guitar pickers in the river port of Greenville. And that's the largest town in the Mississippi Delta, also known for its literary history. Eudora Welty, Tennessee Williams, or any number of Mississippi's colorful authors. And by the time she was old enough to drive, she had christened the MN Eden Brent, a working towboat built by her family's river transportation company. The Greenville Bridge and a river museum in Vicksburg bear the name of her grandfather, Captain Jesse, who was dubbed Riverman of the Century. So in America 250, Eden Brent is kind of a legendary person. So her father, Captain Howard, was famous for his Hank Williams renditions and grand storytelling. He received the River Legend Award by the Seamen's Church Institute, and he was also named a riverboat training simulator was named in his honor. Well, Mama Carol was a sharecropper turned fashion model, big band singer named Miss Ace Records, who landed on the cover of Inside Detective magazine. And she worked at Chicago's famed Shea Perry, where she encountered Boogaloo's friend Nat King Cole and members of the Rat Pack. So both of Eden's parents also met Elvis Presley. So they're kind of like royalty meets royalty. Her father in 1955 and her mother in 1956. And Eden said that the Brent household overflowed with music on reel-to-reel and vinyl, all played on a hi-fi. Get this, folks, that was formerly owned by Jerry Lee Lewis and later auctioned by the IRS where the Brents bought it. So supper time at the Brent household was an entertaining hour with regular family sing-alongs. Author Julia Reed remembers the home as a soulful and far funnier version of The Sound of Music and refers to the family as the Von Brents. You know, her hometown hosts the Mississippi Delta Blues and Heritage Festival. It's the oldest blues festival in the world. And she first attended it as a youngster. Through the years, it's hosted all the greats, Coco Taylor, et cetera, et cetera. So she was really just so moved to be awarded the Coco Taylor Award. And it's just such an amazing thing. She was won the 2026 Traditional Blues Female Artist, better known as the Coco Taylor Award. A full circle around. Again, folks, I'm your host, Annette Wiser, for Weekend with Wiser. We're talking about Eden Brent, who will be at the Palladium on June 18th. So little Eden grew up to study jazz and was classically trained in piano and voice at the University of North Texas, earning her a degree in music theory. She started learning piano at age 3, was given her first guitar at age 9. So piano lessons were part of her formal education. And she finally, through elementary school, through music college, and her apprenticeship with Boogaloo Ames, and she said to me, "My grandmother played piano. She taught me middle C and the musical alphabet. I had an ear for music and was picking out simple tunes before I was old enough to go to school. So my parents put me in piano lessons. My elementary school teachers often have me lead our class in song after the morning pledge and sing the solo in school plays." Eden says, I did talent shows and entertained all retirement homes. I was a natural performer and always loved performing, but I hated practicing until I started working with Boogaloo. He really taught me how to play. So she and Boogaloo worked together for 20 years until his death in 2002, and she continued playing and worked with Little Bill Wallace, an early contemporary at B.B. King's, and Eddie Cusick, a member of the Rhythm Aces, and Little Mitten's guitar teacher, the guitar sensation Little Dave Thompson, harmonica legend Willie Foster, and was a member of the Mississippi Delta Blues Review, a local favorite featuring John Horton, Mississippi Slim, and Mickey Rogers. So, you know, she did establish her solo act, and she's been featured in a number of documentaries, Boogaloo and Eden, Sustaining the Sound, and some other things on blues. So, you know, she loves playing clubs, concerts, and festivals, like Down Home Juke Joint Festival in Clarksdale and the Epic Chicago Blues Festival. But she is happiest, absolutely happiest at home in Mississippi and Greenville playing there. She frequently hosts the piano bar aboard the legendary Rhythm and Blues cruise and also has gone to the France and Notodden Blues Festival in Norway. She also presents workshops and educational programs like Port Townsend, Washington's Traditional Blues Workshop. She's with Yellow Dog Records. She's a recording artist. There are 6 solo albums in her catalog. Something's Cool, Mississippi Number 1, Ain't Got No Troubles, Jigsaw Heart, and Anita Brent Christmas with Bob Dow, and Getaway Blues. She works keys and sings harmony on Grammy nominees John Primer's 2025 album, Grow in Mississippi, and so much more. So she's a renowned songer, performer, and recording artist, winner of 5 Blues Awards. But here is some crazy stuff I did not know about her. She lives in Greenville with her husband, Bob Dow, who is a London musician whom she met on the legendary Rhythm and Blues cruise, and their Chiweenie Monty. And she has eclectic taste in music, enjoys reading novels, watching documentaries, and cooking. And she's an amateur astronomer who chases eclipses and expanding her universe as the world gets ever smaller. So a couple of the things that I want to say. She worked as a Democratic House Representative's page, living and working in Washington. She also placed nationally in a high school essay sponsored by Daughters of the American Revolution, winning trip to D.C., and learned to drive a manual transmission Toyota truck at 12 years old, licensed by 14. You know, really, it's just amazing to me that she is all over the place. She talks about her newest album that she's working, kind of back to her roots, a lot of activism, a kind of a female Woody Guthrie, Joan Baez sort of thing. So, folks, Enid Brent, she will be at the Palladium on the 18th. Tickets are available at the Palladium, mypalladium.org. And without further ado, let's introduce you to Eden's new song. Just because I love you, baby, everything will be all right. Just because I love you, baby, we are bound to fuss and fight. I don't need to hear you worn out line. I can see right through it every damn time. Just because I love you, baby, everything will be all right. Just because I love you, baby, everything will be okay. Just because I love you, baby, I'm obliged to set you straight. Come home, your shirt is wrong side out. I will be determining your whereabouts. Just because I love you, baby, everything will be okay. Let's go back down. Myself, no. Just because I love you, baby, everything will be just fine. Thank you.
worthwhile. Just because I love you, baby, everything will be alright.